Chicagoan Larry Antonsen watched along with the world as the Catholic Church gathered together for a four-day summit in Rome. Antonsen said he looked on with genuine hope because he survived abuse.
I was sexually abused by a priest in high school. I thought he was a good friend. I mean, he would come to dinner at our house, and I thought he was a good guy. He was fun. He was funny.
Antonsen said his life changed as a teenager when this priest took advantage of him in a secluded motel room in Milwaukee.
But then I completely blocked it out of my mind. I mean, completely. Where I had this priest in class after that, I saw him socially, I saw him a lot of times. And never once did the memory come back.
He said it took more than 40 years before the memory resurfaced. By that time, he was already ordained as a deacon in a Chicago parish.
I took one whole year, never stepped a foot in a church. And my wife is the one that really kind of got me to go back. She actually, we were sitting talking one night, and she said, you know, you're letting the devil win.
He stayed in the church despite his experience and is retired now. He said he didn't report the assault to law enforcement until recently, when the state's attorney general's office launched an investigation into clergy abuse. Antonsen is a leader in his local chapter of SNAP. It's a network of survivors of abuse by religious leaders.
I think once you tell your story that first time and get it out, you can begin a healing process that probably maybe takes forever. I don't know.
Pope Francis proposed 21 reflection points that steered discussion over the course of the summit. Antonsen was frustrated to see that the points leave out zero tolerance policies and youth protection.
This should be about protecting kids. That's what this is all about. That's what they should be concentrating on, you know, not hurting any more kids.
The Pope closed the meeting with a call for an all-out battle against clergy sexual abuse.
If you're going to have a war, you can't just yell back and forth at each other. You know, there's actions that have to be taken, and they haven't taken those actions.
Father Dean Russell is with St. Mary's Church in DeKalb.
Hopefully we've all become more aware of the need to pray for everyone, the need to take people seriously if they encounter an injustice wherever it occurs.
Russell encouraged survivors to go to law enforcement first if a criminal act of sexual abuse takes place.
Of course, these things are happening in every realm. It's in every faith, and it's throughout our society. So wherever that takes place, there shouldn't be any exemptions for dealing justly with whatever the situation is.
Catholic leaders aren't the only religious bodies grappling with sexual abuse allegations. The Houston Chronicle recently exposed cases within the Southern Baptist Church. 20 years, 700 victims, read the report headline. The Southern Baptist Church Convention is part of the Illinois Baptist State Association, or IBSA. Nate Adams is the executive director of the group. He says IBSA was grieved when the report came out.
Any one incident is too many of sexual abuse, and especially when it happens in a trusting environment like a church setting.
He says since that report broke, the IBSA has re-energized existing abuse services with more resources. He says people questioning if they're safe should advocate for themselves by asking about the policies in place.
If I were going into a faith community, especially with children and especially with, you know, teenagers or, you know, those that are more vulnerable, I would want to have questions answered about what kind of safeguards the church has in place.
He wants people to know that the leaders he knows are listening.
So I can see where it would be disillusioning for someone who is not in a community of faith to hear about these kind of practices taking place.
In the meantime, Catholic abuse survivors like Antonsen will have to wait to see any firm policies form. I'm Sarah Jesmer.